We now welcome Carrie Drew, a PCI certified parent coach with a master's in education and a mother of three. She joins me now on Score Values. Carrie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alex. Great. Thanks for having me on. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We're excited to have you on this morning. And it kind of caught my eye, the idea of parent coaching. And why don't you tell us what it is, what it means to be a parent coach, what sort of things you're going to offer in the process of that?
Okay, yeah. Well, first, I'm sure it kind of caught your eye because it's not that common, right? A lot of people aren't really aware of what a parent coach is. We have coaches for athletes and executive coaching, but for some reason, it's just not something that's talked about or is well known, but we're out there and we're here to help. And essentially, what a parent coach is and what my role is to truly just help and support parents through the many challenging times of parenthood. A lot of times it can feel overwhelming. We can be burnt out. We can feel lonely. And that's where I come in, just to someone to, talk to about what's going on, have some fresh ideas, maybe instill some confidence that you've just frankly lost along the way because you're so spread so thin and burnt out. And that's essentially what a parent coach is. We're just rooting you on, here to support you, here to guide you, and kind of just find your bearings and then see where you go.
Right. It's interesting, Carrie, because when I hear you say that, I think about like myself. I think about a lot of people out there who've been who talk about therapy, who talk about having like an extra set of ears and people who are trained and professionals to listen to the stresses that you go through on a daily basis. And it doesn't, you don't have to have an issue or think, oh, what's wrong with me, in order to get that extra. Because I look at your website and one of the frequently asked questions is, do I need a parent coach? It does the same thing kind of apply for what you do, where everybody goes through stresses as a parent, and an extra set of ears and someone trained to kind of help you out can help any parent.
Exactly. And I think, it's an objective set of ears. I talk to my sister all the time about what's going on in my life with my kids, but she loves my kids and she knows me. And so it brings a different set of emotional bias and a different set of ears. But as a parent coach, you're objective, you're hearing it differently. And frankly, I think a lot of people would agree that there's something comforting about sharing with someone who isn't judging you. They don't really know you, but they care about you and they're rooting for you. And I think that's where coaching comes into play. It's not a therapy role. We're not trying to get to the root of your problems. We're just trying to meet you where you are. And then together, I like to talk about co-constructing ideas and, just offering things that maybe I'm aware of from my training, and then also being a former teacher plays into this a lot too. And then together we can set some goals and apply some strategies. And then I stay in touch and see how it's going. And sometimes it works. And when it doesn't, then we modify and we figure out what is working and try to focus on that and take that forward.
Yeah. Can you expand a little bit on, you mentioned your personal and your professional background and how that helps you in parent coaching?
Yeah. Okay. So there's two pieces to that. So one, I got my master's in education at DePaul in the city. I went to Indiana undergrad and then got my master's there and then taught in middle school for 8 years and then had my kids and was at home and then went back to teaching and taught kindergarten for several years at the school my kids were at. And, the kids in my classroom that tended to struggle were the ones I always gravitated towards, just because I felt like there was a bigger need to kind of connect with them. They were just not engaged in the classroom, whatever it was. And they always sort of pulled on my heartstrings and I knew they needed special attention. Fast forward to when I'm a mom and it turns out my kids kind of operate in that same way. Few of them have different neurodivergent learning styles, ADHD. And I went down that journey with them and realized there is a huge need for parents to sort of find a community of other parents who are experiencing something similar that either don't know how to talk about it, don't know where to go talk about it, and frankly, just don't know where to start getting the help and the resources to get through what is a very challenging parenting experience. So that's my personal journey, and I'm an oversharer, and I found in that oversharing of my own mother experience that people wanted help and I wanted to help them and just let them know it's going to be okay. You know, that is the whole thing, is it's going to be okay. These are beautiful, wonderful children. They just need a little bit more help. And as parents, we need a little more support, kind of shifting our mindset and maybe looking at something that's frustrating a little bit more positively and differently. And that's kind of the background, what brought me to where I am now.
Carrie Drew, a PCI certified parent coach, joining me this morning on Score Value. So it sounds like, as being an objective, the objective ears for parents, and you with your background in education and working with all sorts of different kids, it sounds like you sort of tailor your approach based on each situation of parents and kids that you deal with.
Exactly. There is no blanket, you know, broad brush solution or, you know, holy grail answer to parenting. And even within our own families, you know, I've got three kids and I always say they're like flowers, right? We can't give the same amount of water and sunshine to different types of flowers for them to grow. That just isn't the way it goes. So the same is true with parent coaching. So every kid is unique, every family dynamic is unique. And that's one thing about parent coaching that I really look at what's going on holistically, you know, are, you know, what's happening in the home? Are both parents working? Are there siblings around? Is there potential challenges between the siblings? You know, all of that plays into maybe some of the frustrations and struggles that parents find, you know, that I'm here to kind of, you know, when you're in it, you might not see it, but when you're step back and where I come in, you know, I might be able to see things just a little bit more differently through a different lens, and definitely address it uniquely for each child, each family. We're all so different. So yeah, that's a different approach for everybody.
What would your pitch be to someone who's listening right now who may be on the fence about parent coaching, who may be wondering, that sounds great. Do I need it? What would your pitch be?
Try it out. Go for it. If you feel like you're struggling, let's just say, you know, it was something health related, you would certainly go to the doctor and say, you know what, I've got this, my elbow's kind of funny, you know, it feels kind of weird. I don't know what's going on. Can you just let me know if everything's okay? The same is true. And more importantly, when we're raising our kids, like if you have a hunch that something maybe just needs a little tweaking and you're just having some self-doubt, just put yourself out there. I think there's a lot of stigma around the vulnerability of getting help. And this is to get things on the straight and narrow and just sort of listen to you and what's going on, give you that confidence. Why not? Just why not? Go ahead and get some help. There's nothing wrong with that. I need it. You know, this isn't, I'm
Yeah.
not out here preaching like I'm a perfect parent and have all the answers. My kids are so frustrating and so challenging, and there is, you know, an up and down in this house every single day. So I'm not at all saying, you know, I've got all the answers, but together we can come up with solutions to address or just reaffirm. You know, maybe the chances are you're doing an awesome job, but when we are spread so thin and the confidence dips, we just need someone else to come in and just, you know, give you that shot in the arm that says, Alex, you're doing awesome. Don't doubt yourself. Keep it up. It's going to be just fine. And I think I do offer a unique perspective. I have a big picture outlook just based on my life, and I moved around a lot, and there were a lot of hard times that came with that. And I just know if you just keep at it, have a big picture, let's not get lost in the weeds, everything's going to be okay.
All right, let's get to the what type of sessions you offer and what type of service
Okay.
do you offer, and where can people find out more information, and your website.
Great. So my website is carriedrewcoaching.com. So it's KERIDREW coaching.com. That's my website. You can also find me on Instagram. It's pathways_to_parenting. And I'm on Facebook too, but that's like too overwhelming. So if you want to get on Instagram, that's where I put most of my stuff. And then on my website, you can get in touch with me through an email that's on there. It's real simple. You just fill out a Let's Connect box and hit submit, and I can get back to you right away. And then there's individual sessions. I offer group sessions. And I'm currently working on offering a workshop for parents, you know, at the library that I don't have a date for yet, but that will be coming up. So you can just jump on my website and find me there.
Yeah, do you offer in person or
It can be both. Good
online either
question.
way?
Either way. So Zoom, phone, I mean, everyone is so busy, which is part of the burnout. But so it is hard to kind of find time to sit down and meet in person. So definitely via phone, via Zoom, whatever works best for the parent, I'm flexible to do.
Carrie Drew, PCI certified parent coach. CarrieDrewCoaching.com is where you can find more information. Carrie, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.